Hi there, it's me. I recently received a request in my inbox, which I'm super excited about, and they were just asking me to answer some questions in this questionnaire. So without further ado, let's get started. Question number one. Tell us as little or as much as you would like to about you. I don't want to give too much information about myself away, but here's a little bit. My name is Alula. I love art, both making it and going to galleries and viewing it. They're both so much fun to do. I'm also a bit of a bookworm. My favorite genres are science fiction, dystopia, but classic dystopia like Handmaid's Tale, Fahrenheit 451, and 1984. Not such a fan of Hunger Games-like novels. I also sometimes like romance, but mostly only if they involve some kind of tragedy, like Anna Karenina. Anyway, I'm a barista at the moment, and I'm starting college this winter. Ooh. Question 2. What made you decide to start recording, or what keeps you coming back with more recordings? I guess I started because I wanted to see if I was any good at it, or if anyone would like my voice. And it's a lot of fun to see that there are people who do like it. I like that doing something so fun is fun for other people too. It's really encouraging. Question 3. What kind of recordings do you see yourself doing, or is your usual thing? Which do you enjoy more? And then they list a bunch of examples. I started with some poetry on my Chirbit, and I'm finding that I enjoy doing these cute, reassuring, borderline pillow talk recordings. I haven't posted the more pillow talky type stuff, but it's definitely a lot of fun. I think eventually I could get a bit naughtier with my recordings, but I won't do it lightly or right off the bat. I'm a little nervous to do that. If anyone has any specific requests or scripts they'd like to hear me do, I'd love to do them. Please send me an email. I love getting requests. Okay. Question 4. What features, be they physical or mental, are most attractive to you in the people you're interested in? Well, I know it's a bit cliche, but one of the most attractive features someone has are their eyes, not just because they're pretty, like in a physical sense, but because I can see if they're, I don't know, feeling empathetic or on the level, or if they're intelligent by looking at them clearly. And I guess that's an indirect way to say I'm attracted to compassionate and smart people. I'm also really attracted to strong and confident presences. Presences. There are, of course, other features I find exciting in others, but it's a long list, so let's not. Question 5. What do you think is your most attractive quality? I think my most attractive quality is my ability to relate and actively listen to people. You would not believe the mad respect listening to others gets you. Also, I have a pretty nice butt. Question number 6. Do you have a favorite book, movie, or song? Tell us about it. Maybe in your next recording you could read or sing or recite lines for us? It's really hard to pick favorites. I have so many favorites. I guess one really good book that made a lasting impression on me growing up was God Bless You, Mr. Rosewater, or Pearls Before Swine. I'd love to read some lines of it out in a recording. I just have to go find a copy of it. Question 7. Tell us your idea of a perfect day or perhaps a perfect date. I think I'll go with a perfect date. Both are really hard for me to answer. I guess the perfect date for me wouldn't be something too high-strung. Maybe some coffee and a stroll through a park followed by a picnic? I'm not sure. Depends on the person I'm with. Question number 8. What are 5 things you want to do before you die? 5 things I want to do before I die. That one's tricky. Create a masterpiece of some sort. Travel to the countries on my travel list, that's for sure. Master martial art. Go skydiving. I haven't done that yet. I really want to do that. And nipple piercings, why not? Okay, question number 9. If you won $10 million, what would you do with the money? Fuck it, I'd buy a beautiful house, not too big, somewhere nice. Spend the rest of the money traveling and helping people I love. Maybe donate to some charities too, depending on their credibility. Because I know a lot of charities. Well, I don't know a lot of charities do this, but I've noticed that some of them don't seem to have a lot of effect, so I'd probably have to really think about it. And the last question, finally. Okay. What would be a relationship deal breaker for you? Oh, geez. Relationship deal breaker? That's kind of an intense ending question. Geez. I guess the pretty basic shit, physical or mental abuse would end it for me. That would pretty much be the line. Alright. If you've made it this far, congratulations! Thank you for listening. There's a bunch more questions on here, but they're a bit invasive. Again, please email me with any more requests you may have. I'd love to do more for my listeners. And I hope all of you have a really good rest of your day, evening, morning, late night. Have a good one. Bye.